Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk About Christianity. I'm Keith.
And I'm Zach.
And together we're hosting this program for you. This is episode number 36.
Wow, you know this for a fact?
I know this for a fact. I actually looked it up before we began recording today.
I think this is like the first time we've ever known what episode this is for a fact.
This is for a fact, episode number 36. We are over halfway through season one.
Are we going to split it up into seasons?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Okay. When season two start?
I think that the first one was near the end of May.
Well, I know our blog started in August.
Yes, the blog started our first
blog post was August 4th. I know that for a fact. I got on there the other day and looked.
I'll have to look when exactly the first one was. And you know what? Let's say that we're going to start season two the 1st of June. That'll make it easy for us to, instead of going, oh, yeah, it started on the third Friday in May or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it was actually the last Friday in May because I think I was in Peru on the third week that the program actually aired. But anyway, we'll get all of that sorted out. Speaking of calendars, what's coming up?
Valentine's Day.
That would be this coming Wednesday. None of you now have an excuse to say, Valentine's Day, I forgot all about it.
Yeah. No, sir. My girlfriend's birthday is Friday, too. Tomorrow.
You have a busy month today.
Oh, it's bad.
Yes, busy month.
I was in the barbershop yesterday getting my hair cut. Hope you like it.
New style. Yes.
And I'm sitting there, and the barber goes, you guys know what next week is? I bet next week's Valentine's Day. And those guys go, oh, my goodness, it is, isn't it?
No clue. Yeah.
No clue whatsoever. You have to be warned. You have to be warned, and because we forget things sometimes.
We all need warnings.
We do. We need a little heads up.
And for those of you who are ladies, that would be reminders, but for guys, it's warnings.
It's heads ups.
Yes, heads up.
We're giving you a heads up.
Let's see. Let's also mention that here at Paintsville Church of Christ, we have an event coming up in July. That'll be like a month into season two.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a big event, and that will be the weekend immediately after the 4th of July.
It's called Oath,
and we're going to have some fantastic speakers, and it is going to be a major, major event, and we would encourage you to go ahead and put it on your calendar. This is your reminder. This is your warning, your heads up, mm-hmm. Whatever you want to call it, and we will keep giving reminders, of course, but this is your initial heads up.
It's like a youth conference, but for adults as well.
Yes, it's going to span the ages.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome. I'm excited for it.
Yes, it's going to be good. That would be, what, July 5th through the 8th, somewhere in there?
The week after
the 4th.
Yeah.
The weekend after the 4th.
Okay, so then it'll be
Friday, Saturday, Sunday after the 4th. So whatever those days are. If you have your calendar open, you can look and see what days they are and maybe drop us an email and let us know.
Because we don't know.
So, let's see. For the past several weeks, we have been talking about
people's problems.
Everybody got problems.
And if you think you don't got problems, you're lying to yourself.
Everybody got problems, indeed. And we've talked about a number of different things. We've talked about problems facing our youth. We've talked about...
Especially problems at schools.
Problems, yes. And, over the past several weeks, we've seen some really tragic events take place in schools.
Some that hit close to home,
too. Near and far. Mm-hmm. And, pray for our schools. Pray for our young people. They need our prayers. They need our encouragements. They need our examples, our mm-hmm. godly examples.
We talked about problems in the church.
We did did we do that 2 weeks?
I think we just did it 1 week. I think we did each one of these just one week, which is very big for us.
This is actually Everybody Got Problems number 4.
Yeah.
And then we talked about the home last week, and today we want to talk about self.
Right. We're going to be selfish today.
Selfish, yes. When it comes to problems, some people are selfish.
They are.
They don't want to share their problems. They don't want to
admit. I threw that word out there.
Admit. Yeah, I'm glad you did too. They don't want to admit that they have problems.
I don't got problems, Keith.
What are you talking about? Yourself.
You don't know me.
You're fooling yourself.
I don't got any problems.
Everybody has problems.
Whether you want to admit it or not.
And this is something that this really isn't what we were talking about, but I want to throw this out anyway. This is something that I have tried to remind myself of more and more over the past, maybe a year. Mm-hmm. You go into a store and you see so many different people, people that you don't know, people that come in contact with, and their behavior may not meet your standard or your ideal. Mm-hmm. And, it's very easy to lash out against those people. But, we should be reminded that that person, that individual may be dealing something that is deep within them that is not evident on the surface at all. Yep. You don't know what they are dealing with. And if we remind ourselves of that, I hope it will instill within us a desire to be more tolerant, a desire to be more
aware.
You know, there are some behaviors that, I'm sorry, there is no excuse for.
Right.
I'm not trying to make excuses for others, but sometimes... people are trying to keep their problems in so deeply that,
right?
You know,
they let them out, but they don't know they're letting them out.
Their problems start causing other problems.
Yeah, that's true.
They do.
That's true.
And listen, if you are that individual, that your problems are starting to cause other problems, At some point, you need to consider getting some help for your problems.
Well, another thing about problems as well is, a lot of times people try to bury those problems, like you're saying, and then they end up, after you push them down and push them down and push them down, they explode.
This is true, too.
And I'm going to go back to my basketball team because I love to talk about basketball. And, at the beginning of the year, we had a lot of problems, but then they kind of dissipated. I thought they'd been worked out. They hadn't been worked out, and they had pushed them down and pushed them down and pushed them down. And then at the end of the year, they started coming out again, but they were a lot more prevalent. Is that the word? They were a lot more prevalent than they were at the beginning of the year because they just came all out at once and they exploded.
Right.
You have to talk out your problems. You can't just bury your problems.
So anyway, let's talk about some of these things that, we kind of ran amok as we were listing things. We ended up with a lot of
and there were a couple ones that we should have listed, but we didn't.
Should have listed some things, but we, as far as problems that we might face selfishly, we listed self-confidence.
We listed a lot of self-cos.
Self-cos, self-confidence, self-concept, self-control, self-conviction, self-communication. You know what? Let's start with that one.
Self-communication?
Self-communication.
Six down? Okay.
Yes, number six on the list. Do you communicate with yourself?
Well, for me, self-communication for myself means... I talk to myself. I'm honest with myself. Talk to myself. I'm honest with myself, Keith. Do you talk to yourself?
I'm not going to deny it.
I talk to myself all the time.
I do sometimes, especially if I'm sitting in my office and, nobody else in the building. Yep. And sometimes verbalizing things helps bring clarity.
It's already in your head. You might as well just say it.
But, I don't like carry on conversations with myself. What are we going to have for lunch today?
That's borderline cuckoo's nest. But, I think it's important to be honest with yourself.
I think that's probably what we had in mind when we wrote that down.
In order to be honest with yourself, you got to talk to yourself, Keith.
Being honest with ourselves. You know, it's amazing to me the way that we can fool ourselves.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Have you ever stopped and thought about the number of times that we find within the Bible that phrase, do not be deceived?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when you look at the context of those scriptures, most of those aren't talking about someone else deceiving you.
Right.
They're talking about you deceiving yourself. You trying to say, you know what, and particularly in that situation, you know what, yes, I know there is sin that is present or temptation that I am facing, but I am going to deny that. I'm going to say, you know what, this is not a problem.
Right.
And in those cases, you know, we're setting ourselves up for really tragic results. One of those that comes to my mind is where Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, and he said, do not be deceived. Evil companions corrupt good morals. Do we have friends that, you know, really we are allowing them to have a greater influence over us than we should? If we do, and in the cases that we're talking about, you know, we're talking about people who are having an influence for evil over us. You know, if we do, are we kidding ourselves into saying, you know what, that person is not going to have any sway over me?
Well, in our mind can deceive us in a lot of ways. A lot of times we don't see things that we're doing as other people see them. You know, a lot of, and it goes back to sin. You could even make the argument for sin. Sometimes you're doing something in your life, and maybe it's a defense mechanism, maybe it's a mechanism of selfishness to where you convince yourself, you're like, well, you know, I don't think it's a sin, personally, even though you really do think it's a sin. But you've convinced yourself that it's not, so you're deceiving yourself.
We know from
we can blind ourselves.
And this is a deep philosophical, theological question, you know, however you want to say it. But if lying to someone else is a sin, is lying to yourself also a sin?
Ooh, that is deep.
I told you it was going to be deep. But
well, if you go for the basic premise of lying is a sin, then any lie is a sin, whether it's to yourself or to others.
You know, and getting us back onto to track and maybe even to number 7 there on our list, which we haven't mentioned yet. And
that's a big one, though.
You know, bear in mind that this list was one that we created, what, a month ago, something like that?
Yeah, about a month.
I did the writing, and it's really scribbled
down. And I did the brainstorming.
The last one on our list there is self-consultation. It's written so sloppily, I looked at it a few minutes ago and thought it said self-coagulation. But self-consultation.
The S does look like a G. That S does look like a G.
This is what Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5. Examine yourselves whether you are in the faith. Prove your own selves.
Sorry.
He gave the action, what we are to do, and he gave the goal. You know, and it's like, Zach, you're still in school.
Yep. College.
You're going to have exams this semester. I hate to
unfortunately
tell you.
I've already taken one. Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what classes you're taking, but let's say
mostly geography.
Geography. You have a geography exam scheduled, and that geography exam is, I'm making this up, of course, is supposed to be over Eastern Europe. And you
hit it right on the spot, actually. One of my classes is about about the geography of other nations.
So you arrive to take that exam, and you open up the exam, and all of a sudden you see that the exam isn't over Eastern Europe, it's over Africa.
Whoa. That's a curveball right there.
It is a curveball. Paul told us what we're supposed to be examining ourselves for. Examine yourselves whether you are in the faith. Now, if we're going to examine ourselves whether we are in the faith, we're going to have to go back to the standard of the Word of God, which we talked about, what, week before last, I think, maybe even some the week before that. But
definitely in number two, church.
There has to be a standard. And if we are going to examine ourselves or have this self-consultation, just any standard isn't going to do.
No, the Word of God is the only standard that can work.
When you think, though, about this idea of self-examination or self-consultation, we've got self-consultation to keep the self-cos going through the list here. But when you look at that concept, you know, there are so many different, I'm trying to think how I want to word this, there are so many different expectations of us. I know that we've addressed this on a couple of different levels, but, you know, I'm blessed to have had great parents all of my life. Still keep in contact with my parents, you know, if not every day, then every couple of days. But you know, growing up, there were standards that my parents had, and when I didn't meet those standards, I knew that I had not met those standards.
Every good parent has those.
Yes, but you know what? When you went to school, the teachers that you had a different set of standards. And
yeah, they adjust.
You had to adjust to meet those standards. And you know what? Sometimes we may have gone to school and we may have met the standards which were set for us by the faculty members there, and then gone home and found out that those standards didn't exactly meet the standards, you know, set within our homes. So the point of all of that rambling was this: one standard is not as good as another when it comes to our faith.
Amen.
Now, we all know people who are greatly influential to us spiritually. People who have played a large role in our lives as Christians. And you know what? I know, you know, some of those individuals for me, you know, I would never want to do anything to disappoint them.
Right.
But they didn't set the standard that mattered.
God set the standard that mattered.
And as we examine ourselves, whether we are in the faith, now we're bumping back up to point number six there, the self-communication, being truthful and honest with ourselves. We have the obligation to examine our lives in light of the Word of God. And if we are not meeting that standard which God has set, we need to be honest with ourselves. We need to admit that I am coming up short of what God wants for me.
So are we going to go backwards? Are we going to go up to number five? Or are we going to start back at number two and then go down to number five?
Pick one at random.
Let's go backwards since we're already down at the bottom. Let's go to self-conviction.
Self-conviction.
Now, obviously, conviction means conviction to your faith, conviction to your convictions. Convictions to your beliefs.
Yes.
Dedication.
Dedication. And you know what? This is one of those things that how great it would be if you could. Let's talk about marketing for just a moment and brand names.
Okay.
For some people, a brand name means a lot.
A whole lot.
I'm not. Well, I am with some things. There are some things that I'm only going to buy a specific brand.
Right.
For, but you know, for the most part, though, I'm not. You know,
I got in contact with that in a grocery store. A lot of people will not buy generic brand foods, they would rather buy the name brand food, even if the generic brand is the same thing as the name brand.
Right. But, you know, and with food, you're talking actually about an item that is relatively smaller in price. Right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, clothing, automobiles.
Yes, automobiles, tools.
Phones, tools, you know, electronics. Yeah. You know, people have their favorites, and they want to stay with those favorites. Where was I going with this?
I have
no clue. Okay, so
you need to leave yourself some breadcrumbs.
So, the point I was going to make was how nice it would be if we were able to go and purchase our label as a Christian.
Wow, that's an interesting point.
And it always be there.
Right. Yeah,
we're a Christian. We're wearing this label of a Christian, and we're always going to have that label. The problem is we may have that label as a Christian, but it's not guaranteed to us.
Right.
It can fade away.
Yes, and a lot of people it does fade away, and that goes back to my definition for self-conviction, and that is, you could say that you're a Christian. And, you know, you can act like you're a Christian occasionally. But in order to be a faithful, dedicated Christian, you have to live it. You have to live it every single day, every single second of every single hour in your life.
Well, here's the point that I wanted to go to with that, believe it or not. If we are communicating with ourselves, if we are consulting with ourselves, and then when we give consideration to our conviction, if we feel or see or notice our conviction beginning to fade, we need to ask ourselves why.
Yep.
We need to address why.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do all that we can to make sure that our conviction is not in jeopardy.
And in order to achieve all those things, honesty is the best policy.
Honesty is indeed the best policy.
So let's go up to number 4. Self-control.
Self-control.
Interesting. Self-control.
Hmm.
This definitely applies to sin in our life.
It does. And, you know, when we talk about self-control, we could talk about attitudes. We could talk about actions.
Overindulging.
We could.
Mm.
We could. What, are you pointing your finger at me?
No. Well, maybe.
I thought maybe.
Maybe, I mean, maybe since there's 8 coffee cups sitting on a table across from me.
I told you, I'm going to clean up in here after
you know what the number one drug in the world is, Keith?
Oh, it's caffeine.
Exactly.
It is. But those are not all from today.
We're only 4 days into the week, Keith.
Well,
they weren't here last week. That tells me. You got a problem, Keith.
It's time to admit it. It's not a problem.
Okay, you got to be honest with yourself, Keith.
I am.
You got to do a little self consultation, a little self communication.
I like coffee. I don't overindulge. I don't drink it in the afternoons as a general rule.
When the people at the gas station where you get your coffee know you by the first name and know you enough to tell you things about their store, that's when you've got a problem.
Well, no. No, that's just being a loyal...
I'm just going to get you a name badge that says, "Hi, I'm Keith."
That's just being a loyal
customer.
You can
go work at the gas station where you get your food.
Customer loyalty.
To coffee.
It's all that it is.
Okay.
That's what businesses strive for.
Agree to disagree. So, continue.
Anyway, self-control. You know, this is one of those ironic things. Self-control, if you don't have it, you really, really need it. But if you don't have it, how are you going to get it?
Ooh, good question. You're very philosophical today, and I said philosophical. I said it!
It came out.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
It came out right that
I wasn't
time.
Even thinking it.
Not a repeat of last week.
No.
Anyway. Well, how are you going to get it if you don't have it? It's kind of like patience.
Right.
You know.
It's very hard to develop patience.
It is. You need patience to have patience.
Exactly.
But if you don't have patience, then you really need patience. Anyway.
Self-control.
Self-control. You know, we have to work at it. And that I use the.
I'll give you a good example, okay? So, in my room, I have a treat basket. Okay.
Okay.
A treat basket.
A treat basket.
It is under my nightstand. Adult snacks. We won't refer to them as treats. We'll refer to them as adult snacks.
I was going to say, we have a treat box for our dogs.
It's in a very nice box.
Yes.
Okay. It's got a big giant thing of fruit snacks. Okay. A big giant thing of fruit snacks. I've got peanuts. I've got chocolate.
Right.
Sometimes at night, you know, I'll sit in my room. I'll be doing homework. Mm-hmm. And I will just...
Grab a snack.
An adult snack. Grab an adult snack and just eat and eat and eat. And I'll just sit there and then I'll look down and I'll see, you know, peanuts laying there. I'll see half like four or five fruit snack wrappers. You know, I'll see like a little Debbie cake wrapper. That is overindulgence. That shows a lack of self-control. And at least I'm honest with myself to say I've got a problem.
You know, that is one of those things that when it comes to food in particular.
Oh, yeah. Food's good.
Food is very good.
Mm-hmm.
I love
especially
food.
Certain foods. Especially certain adult snacks.
Self-control is... I don't snack that much.
I do. I snack a lot.
Self-control is extremely difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's hard to rein yourself in.
And exactly right. And when it comes to, and I'm going to use your example there. When you're sitting there studying, and all of a sudden you look down, and you're sitting in a sea of empty wrappers, you know.
You make me sound so obese.
This was your example, not mine. You're sitting in a sea of empty wrappers, and you look down, and you say, "Wow, did I really just eat all of that?" And
I get where you're going with this.
But then the next thing you say is, "Big picture, it doesn't really matter."
Right.
Because I'm not obese.
Right. I'm pretty skinny, I think. Can't wear my suit pants anymore, but I'm getting there. I'm still skinny. That's a whole other story for a different time.
The point I was trying to make was you're lacking the motivation.
Motivation is key to self-control.
And when we enter into temptation or sin... and we are lacking the motivation, we're never going to be able to develop self-control.
Oh, amen. That's a good point.
Hey, this goes back to self-conviction and self-communication and self-consultation.
Somehow all these things keep tying together,
they
Keith,
do.
And I don't
they
know
do.
Why.
Okay, so we've got a decision to be made between now and next week. Are we going to continue this topic? Because we're totally out of time right
and
now.
And we've got another big one right here that we're not going to tell you about that we could talk about.
Yes, we do. Contact us. My email is keith@letstalkaboutchristianity.com.
And mine is Zach, Z-A-C-H, @letstalkaboutchristianity.com.
And that's a different story. The website, letstalkaboutchristianity.com. And Facebook.
Let's Talk About a Christian Radio Program and Podcast.
So thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next week.